Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spencer at midcourt, off the screen. Spencer keeps his head up with a dribble. Finds Santos. Gets it to post, mid-post, left side. Over to Spencer. Three ball! Spencer nailed it, and he's really happy with himself, patting himself on the chest, and says, look at me now.
Bay Area, it's Pat Spencer. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Out of bed, Pat.
That's a great call.
And Pat is really happy with himself.
Self-image at an all-time high.
Exactly. Self-esteem through the roof. By the way, maybe yours will be through the roof if you're wearing one of these.
Yeah.
Next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, each hour, each day, each show, we got three jerseys, one for Steph, one for Jimmy, one for Day-Day, and it's the town jerseys, the brown ones that debuted on November 24th. So I'm holding it up to the YouTube audience right now. Stay tuned in, locked in. You can get details at 95.7 The Game, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, next week, you got a chance to have us send one of these to you. But you got to be listening.
Yeah, it's obviously pretty fresh.
Yeah.
I like the design.
Really good.
It's pretty awesome.
Really good.
No doubt.
Also, this is stupid, but it'll make me feel better. So can I borrow just like 1 minute to address one of Lucas's tweets yesterday? Lucas, don't worry. You didn't do anything wrong. But they sent out a piece of our show, and it was after we played that Steve Kerr sound from Tolbert show when they were laughing about the idea of sending out like 4, 5, 6 first round picks to make a trade when all of your star players are getting close to retirement. They were like, that's crazy. I fully agree with them. So there's this clip of me being like, that's lunacy. You don't send out all of your future assets when your stars are about to retire. For some reason, whatever was posted on social, or maybe I did a crappy job of explaining what I was saying, for some reason, everybody on social seems to think that I meant Pods, Moody, and Kuminga are awesome sauce, and I don't want to trade them because they make a great future. I'm talking about the picks. I'm talking about the picks. You don't empty your future cupboard of picks. That's why I called them draft assets. When all of your really good players are about to retire, you just don't do that. And that's what Steve was saying, and I agree with it. This was coming off of that of a Giannis conversation, but it could be anybody. I don't want the Warriors. You have to, if you do first round picks, it's got to be every other year.
Yep.
So you're sending out picks into the 2030s.
Yep. 4 picks over 7 years.
I don't want to do that.
Plus probable pick swaps as well.
Right. So I'm out on that when your good players are about to retire.
In the NBA, yes.
Nothing to do with Pods, Kuminga, or Moody at all.
Right. I mean, although if you think about Pods, Kuminga, and Moody, and you look at the future of a post-Steph era, if Pods, Kuminga, and Moody are what they were last night, which is supposedly your best three players, you're in trouble. And
I don't think they're ever going to be any of your best three players.
Well, if you go 3 years down the road or 4 years down the road, if all three are still here, which they won't be, but hopefully you would have at that point a young 20 or 21-year-old guy who could be like a possible future Cade Cunningham or,
right.
I don't know, somebody else who could be really good.
Right.
And a free agent or two, whatever.
Sure, sure. And I like, you find those people in the draft. So, like, yeah, I'm just, especially if they do bottom out after Steph retires, then those suddenly become really, really good picks in 2029 and all that. Like, no, I'm not, that's all. I'm just out on that idea when Steph and Jimmy, et cetera, are going to retire somewhat soon. So that's all I was saying. Anyway, let's go to Gary in San Diego. Hi, Gary. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, Mark. Couple things. One, I do remember Ronaldo Nehemiah and Pat Spencer's not Ramon Nehemiah.
No, he's not.
Cold.
Gary, say hi to Dibs too, Gary.
Yeah, Dibs, I still got a bone to pick with you, but that's a whole other matter. We'll talk about that later.
Pick it, Gary, pick it. Shout out Kenny.
No. Last year's playoff with Houston, your comment about being a good play by the dirty player, and I'll just leave it at that. So my question or my point is that this isn't Pat Spencer week. I went to last Monday's game against Utah. It was Pat Spencer that night also. This is becoming a trend. And I think we got you, especially you, Mark, you got to get over the joke about Pat being a nobody and all of a sudden we're talking about Pat. I get it. But he's the best passer on that team. He can get into the lane. Nobody else is able to do that right now. He balls out. He plays hard. It's not about his shooting. He makes assists. He gets into the paint and dishes out. I mean, you know, Fitz talks about it on all the recent broadcasts, how important that is and how it opens up these guys for wide open shots for threes. Last night's game, nobody made a three in the first quarter. Like nobody. And some of them were open. They just couldn't make them. And the shift, the tide changed when Pat came in, when the other guys came in. There's something about Pat, and I know it sounds ridiculous, and I know talking about it makes me sound stupid, but this isn't the first time he's done this. This isn't the first Pat week. He's done it multiple times, and it's time we actually recognize he's got game. He's the only one that can get into the lane the way that he gets into the lane, and his passing is much better than almost anybody else. That's the eye test. I don't know about all the other stats. That's the eye test.
So,
eye test says he can play.
So, Gary, I'm going to meet you halfway because obviously he is a better player than anybody realized, but you're totally overdoing it. I'm looking at the box score against Utah a couple weeks ago, the game you said was also a Pat Spencer night. He played 13 minutes and scored 3 points. That was a game in which Steph Curry played and scored 31. Jimmy Butler played and scored 18. That was not a Pat Spencer game. So if you've got a man crush on Pat, good for you. I got no issue with that. I will meet you halfway. Pat can play, but I am going to stand absolutely on my point that the idea of Pat moving forward as like this big piece off of the bench, it's great for Pat and it's awesome that the Warriors found him and have him, but there's a larger issue at play here that's not good. It's not good. It's not good that he's moving past a bunch of first-round draft picks, and we're all talking about these first-rounders not knowing if they want to be here, if they know what they're doing, if their mind is 2 years down the road. Like, that's not a good thing. So it's not a rip on Pat, but, like, the idea that Pat is just, like, the most talented dude off the bench for the Warriors – I'm sorry, if Pat's the most talented dude off your bench, you suck in the NBA. And by the way, the Warriors do right now. So that's not about Pat. This is not good if all of the first-round draft picks that are supposed to be role players on this team suddenly get passed by Pat.
Well, they're getting passed because he's actually showing effort and he's playing really well. And
right.
If you look at it, he scored in double digits 5 times this year, and they're 0-5 when he gets 10 or more points. And it's not to mean that all of his 10-plus point games are created equally, because a lot of that is in garbage time when you're going to lose anyway. But last night, he was your leading scorer.
Yeah.
He was your key player, and still you got down to the point where you need to make a play. And Pat is a good passer, but then you look at the inbound pass that he basically threw away, and that was a bad inbound design, I thought, I don't know what Steve Kerr was designing. I don't know if Buddy Hield just ran into the mix unnecessarily, but there was no screen action. There was nobody breaking open, and Pat was kind of screwed because you had no timeouts, and you're getting to the five count, and you're up by one, so he just kind of threw it. He threw it to nobody, and it was a 50-50 ball, and they didn't get it. Yeah. So you lose, but I'm kind of with you on the greater point, which is if Pat Spencer, who is fun, he's gritty, he hustles, he's great. We love Pat Spencer, but if he's the guy that we are hanging our hat upon, you've got bigger problems.
No doubt, and that's all I'm getting at. So you have to sort of take, I think, what we're saying and remove it from being personal with Pat. Pat can do whatever he's doing, and that's really great. But to me, there's no removing ourselves from the idea that part of the reason that we're so sort of like drawn to Pat Spencer right now is not because of who he is, but because of who he isn't. It's because he is totally doing all of the things that the guys that we thought were going to do these things aren't doing. That's why we're gravitating to him.
Right. It's what he is and what he represents. He represents the guy off the street who got a chance, and he comes in and just does amazing things.
And Steve said that last night. We didn't play it for you yet. You got to hear what Steve said last night, because it's exactly what we're talking about. It's a compliment to Pat, and then it's also a slap in the face to a bunch of other people. So we'll play that for you in just a moment. We're sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Dubs with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, zero bubbles. Very easy to sip and enjoy. It is not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Got to be 21. Please drink responsibly. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now to Buddy Hield. Good pressure by Grimes. Hield floats it to Santos on the baseline. He spins with one, goes up with a layup. He scores with a shot clock buzzer going to zero. Guy Santos, with ice water in his veins, makes it 95-92 Warriors. Oh, my goodness.
Bay Area, it's Guy Santos here. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 957 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Don't make fun of him. He's right. I told you the Lions were going to cover that sucker. What?
To be fair, we all did. We all faded that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if Lucas did, but he did
just, a little bit.
Well, he joined fades. In just because it was cool to
he
do
always
it.
Fades. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a problem.
What's the problem?
But, yo, we're going to solve it.
Okay. check out the hook while my DJ revolves. You have to, because you always do that. Ice, ice, baby. Too cold, too cold. Go ahead. He's got ice water in his veins.
All right.
Even though he's from Brazil. And they don't have ice there.
We are being accused of breaking the rule that we created.
What was that? Of not being authentic?
No. No. I bet I could get you to say it. What is the term that was coined on this show?
That would be draftism.
Okay. So we're being accused of draftism right now. I see all you texts, Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys text line. Here's what I'm going to say, because one of them kind of made a comparison that I'm not surprised came up, and they're like, why does it matter that he passed a bunch of first round draft picks? So did Brock Purdy, and that's wonderful. And you guys coined draftism, and so why does it matter if Pat Spencer is not a first round draft pick? It doesn't. That's not my point.
No.
Here's my point. So let's say Pat Spencer is Brock Purdy. And if the quarterback position and the backup point guard position were the same thing.
Right.
Let's pretend that they are. And let's say Pat Spencer freaking comes in and holds this damn thing down. Like what you're seeing this week, he does it all the time. And he becomes the dude that backs up Steph Curry. Great. Great. What an awesome find off of the streets by the Golden State Warriors. That's wonderful. So let me ask you, when Brock Purdy became a thing, did you then absolve the 49ers of responsibility for their Trey Lance trade and pick?
I never will.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Is that still a problem? Did that rob the Niners of other assets that they could have used?
Have Warrior fans absolved them of James Wiseman?
Thank you.
No, they have not.
Exactly.
Nor will they ever.
So that's why I call it a problem. It has nothing to do with Pat. If Pat is this guy every night, wow, rad, great.
Yep.
That does not change the problem of what you're seeing develop. And again, I still think Moody is catching strays here. If Moody is just, you know, having an off little stretch, whatever, I don't really have any problem. There's no triggering with Moses Moody right now. But Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Pajemski are a parade of bad decisions right now. They just are. And the fan base feels some kind of way about one or both of them, depending on who you are. And their approval rating, in my mind, this is just a straw poll here, but I think the approval rating for both is below 50%. I think right now people would trade both of them for $50 on the $100. And that's where we're at. And that sucks. That's not good for the Golden State Warriors. So that's my point. And I hope that rings clear and makes sense. If Pat becomes an... First of all, the other thing is, you got to get Pat on the team if that's what you all want.
Right.
Then, which is also a problem. Steve Kerr last night called it tricky. He's on a two-way deal. He can't play the whole year.
Nope.
Unless you create a roster spot and some money.
And he's already played, quote unquote, every game.
Right.
Even though he hasn't played, he's been active. And so that counts as one of his 55. So I believe he's 23 games into his 55. So yeah, up in 32 more active Pat Spencer games, you have to either let him go or you have to extend him into a real full season deal, which they've done before for players. And I think they did it with Pat Spencer as well. So yeah, you're going to face that crossroads coming up. For me, it's not that Pat Spencer is Brock Purdy. He's Jordan Mason. Jordan Mason was undrafted. Jordan Mason last year without McCaffrey, he flashed. He led the league in rushing, and it was also for a team that didn't win. And if you want to look at Pat Spencer in the last couple of games, and oh boy, Pat, let Pat cook. He's been great, but they're 0-2. So it's not like Pat is doing what he's doing and it's leading to wins. He's playing great, and he's leading you back, and you're still losing games.
Yeah, and what did the Niners do with Jordan Mason after that great year?
They let him go.
Exactly.
Because they had McCaffrey, and in this case, I guess it'd be Curry. And the Curry-McCaffrey comp is, to me, a lot closer than the Purdy-Pat Spencer comp is. Now, Curry's better than McCaffrey. McCaffrey's a Hall of Famer, so is Curry. But that, to me, is more an appropriate comp. And the thing that strikes me is that even through Jordan Mason's great games, you still were a 6-11 team.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you want to do
kinda
this.
Kind of like Kuminga against Minnesota last year.
Kind of like.
Sorry to bring that up again.
Eric Paschal, his rookie year.
Yep.
Eric Paschal was amazing as a rook, and you went 15-50,
mm-hmm.
and he never played in the NBA again. So I'm not saying that Pat Spencer can't be useful or a good rotational player. He can be, and I love watching him play, but it's not like he's doing this and leading them to victories.
Yeah, if I hear Linsanity one more time, I'm going to go insane myself, because you're all forgetting a couple of really important factors about Linsanity. First of all, that thing lasted for weeks. Second of all,
interesting.
They were winning games.
Huh. Okay.
No?
Well, it's funny you said that, because I actually did a shallow dive.
They won some of those games. Not
Jeremy
all of them.
Lin played for the Warriors as a rookie.
I know.
He averaged 2.6 a game.
Solid.
Over 29 games.
Okay.
He played 10 minutes a night. Then the next year, Linsanity, it was about a 7-week stretch
right.
where he averaged about 18 a game. And yeah, they won a bunch of games. And for the season, the New York Knicks were so good and they were so smitten with Jeremy Lin that he became a Rockets
right.
the next year.
Exactly.
2 years with Houston,
exactly.
one with LA, went to Charlotte, two in Brooklyn, Atlanta, Toronto. So yes, Linsanity, it's got a catchy name, and it really was a 6 to 8 week phenomenon of like, oh, are you kidding me? And he was better than Pat Spencer's been now, and it was the Big Apple and all the rest of it, but he was so Linsane that they let him go to Houston in the
exactly.
offseason.
Yeah, yeah. Pat Spencer's not going to be a franchise cornerstone.
Nor frankly, is Jeremy.
For anyone. But it's awesome that he's producing. It's great. Yeah, Grandy, what's up?
I was just going to say, just want to make sure I get the right number out there. Two-way players are allowed to be active for 50 games,
yes.
not 55.
Okay, yep.
Yeah,
okay.
Someone put the 55 out earlier this week, and I don't remember who it was, but yeah, that's circulated.
It's 50.
It's 50, yeah.
And you are
and
right that you have to be active.
Just active.
Not play in the game, and he's been active
right.
in all 23, so he's about yeah. halfway done.
Okay,
kinda, yeah.
Yep.
It's kind of like the seniors that you see walking around in the neighborhood. They just need to be active. That's it. That's all you need. Again, it's a Friday, so I get bumped up a grade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, and where are we at now, Grandy? He's played in all of them, right?
All 23?
23.
Yes, so he's
so
23 out of 50.
We're almost halfway home.
Yeah.
But do something.
Well.
But do something.
And if you want to talk about the coincidence, his 50th game is right after JK Day. I think JK Day, January 15th, when Jonathan Kuminga can be traded, that's about game 42
okay.
or 43. And game 50 is before the deadline. The trade deadline, I think, is game 54. So it's kind of in that in-between.
Might need to make up a calf injury or something for old Patrick.
Yeah, we don't want to put that out
no,
there.
No, but no. I said make one up.
Well, he's 29, so I mean, and that hit me. I didn't realize he was that old. Steiny hit me with that in the crossover. I was like, oh my 29. God, he's 29?
I know.
I mean, not that that's old, but.
No, but it's just a fascinating life. The dude's leading a fascinating life.
Yeah.
Completely.
It's my age.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, and what have you done?
Right, which means Pat Spencer
that
doesn't.
Was mean. I'm that, just kidding.
It means Pat Spencer doesn't know who Ronaldo Nehemiah is either.
Fair.
That's what that means.
Accurate.
Yeah, Wilfred on 580. Hi, Wilfred. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, hey, gentlemen. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, what's up?
Basically, my take on this is probably a little off, but I've noticed that when either Kuminga or Pajimski play together, or Pajimski and Moody, some of their decision making, I feel, is made on them competing for minutes. There was a moment in the Oklahoma City game where Jonathan Kuminga was open on the wing, and instead of Pods passing him the ball, I think there might have been like 15 seconds left in the shot clock, he made a bad pass and made a cross court pass to Buddy Hill that I think he threw into the first row. It's not the first time I've noticed it, and I think it was Draymond Green, or it could have been Jimmy Butler, brought up the fact that a lot of the young players, and I'm assuming that he was talking about Moody, Pajimski, and Kuminga, were making decisions based on their stats and what their stats looked like and maybe how that might affect their minutes. And I feel like sometimes they will fight themselves to not have to pass each other the ball or make decisions based on, you know, themselves and getting whatever stat that they're looking for in spite of not getting one of those two the ball and or one of the three the ball, just regardless on who it actually is.
Yeah.
And I might be a little bit off, but I've done sales for a really long time. And so body language, interpersonal, relationships I kind of pay attention to, and it doesn't really seem like those guys really get along.
Well, I mean, it's interesting, Wilford. I have no like insight on any of that behind the scenes. I like, you could be right. I've always looked at it as a little bit more abstract than that. In other words, I don't think that, you know, at least, but I could be wrong, but I don't feel like the two of them are looking at each other being like, well, I'm not passing that dude.
Right.
I feel like it's more abstract in terms of just a feeling that's inside them when they're in the game that they really want to leave an imprint, and they have future goals for themselves. And this shows itself in different ways at different times. Like, I don't think it's that nefarious either. You know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes our brains take this to a soap opera place. Pods hates Kuminga, and Kuminga hates Pods.
No.
They both hate Kerr. Kerr doesn't like young players. And Jimmy Butler's looking at him with the stink eye. Draymond hates everybody. Like, I don't think this is all coming from a bad place.
He cannot be that guy.
Even if Brandon and Jonathan want to be great, that's not a bad thing. But it's all got to fit. It all has to fit. And sometimes you got to tuck a little bit of that away. And I don't think that they've always done a good job of that.
And I don't think that it's set up right now for them to do a good job at that. And this is my overarching takeaway from last night and these games without Steph, games without Jimmy, and last night most of the game without Draymond. So now you lose your big three, and so now you're asking your middle three to step up and be big three. And Kuminga, if there's no Steph, no Jimmy, no Draymond, his default is let me cook. Let me get the ball. Let me get the ha-ha. Huh. Let me get the mid-range. Let me do what I do. And I don't think that Pods, his game is not built to be a one or a two or a three. If Pods is your four or your five, your fourth or your fifth best player, he can be really good in that role. You know, be grimy, be gritty, good assists, good rebounds, score a little, hit a three, sure. You might give me 11, 7, and 4, limited turnovers. You can be that guy. And I think that Moody, in that step-up role, he's just kind of lost because he's at his best when he's just straight up 3-and-D. Like, guard, yeah. And then on offense, go over there and we'll get you the ball and do your thing. So for me, my big takeaway is when you're asking the middle three to be the big three, Kuminga's doing too much, and Pods, I think, is over his skis, and I think that Moody is just lost.
Yeah.
That's my take on the middle three becoming the big three.
I sort of remove the numbers once we get past three. In other words, I don't want a four and a five and a six. To me, that's too much definition.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. If you're one, you're one. If you're two, that's pretty clear. Three can sometimes move around a little bit to different people. But after that, you're just a supporting actor. That's it. That's it. And so your role on every possession is to be that supporting actor. And you're supposed to support the one and the two and the three. And it may come your way some nights, and it may not come your way some nights. When that shot is there for you, if it's the right shot, take it. If it's not, hustle your butt off, rebound your butt off, take a charge. That's everybody after one, two, and three. And that's who I think they all are right now.
Yeah.
Kuminga's the one who could be a three, if you will, but he has not shown the decision-making ability to be that at this point.
Yeah, the five-man combo that they've played the most all year is Jimmy, Steph, Draymond, and then Kuminga and Pods. So in that five-man lineup, it's pretty clear. You're either the four and I'm the five, or I'm the four and you're the five. It doesn't even matter. You're right. The numbers don't matter. But when it's Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond and the other two, you know what you're supposed to do. JK, guard, rebound, dunker spot, Pods, gritty, grimy, smart, rebound, shoot the three.
Move the ball.
Et cetera. All exactly. The rest of it. And if you look at the other five-man combos that have been successful, a lot of them have two, at least, of the big three in there. And then the other guys, it's like, all right, Quentin, you're with Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond. We know what you need to do. Chill. Go out there and chill on the wing. We're going to get you the ball eventually and just shoot it.
Yep.
Catch and shoot. So
and like, I don't know, be a seven-footer on defense. That's my issue with Quentin. And I know that's not what he's currently at least built
right.
to do. But that, like, Quentin Post is 7 feet and he plays about 6'8".
Yeah, if that. Yeah. Draymond's 6'4", and he plays 7 foot.
Exactly.
And that's just, I mean, a lot of that is just comes down to how you are built as a person. And, you know, Quentin Post is never going to be a ferocious.
No.
He's never going to be Zubats.
No. Man.
He'll never be Sengun.
Well, somebody called Steiny and Goo the other day and had a Zubats three-team trade because the Clippers suck.
Yep.
Like, real bad. Sending people home in the middle of the night and everything.
Let's get Zubats.
That's my, dude.
You and I both. But you look at his contract.
I love that
his
guy.
His contract is pretty, pretty nice.
Which means he ain't getting traded.
Please,
he ain't getting traded.
Nope.
Vince in the city. Hi, Vince. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just on the roster, I think we can agree that there's a lot of expendable players on the roster. I don't think Pat Spencer should be one of them. I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at this wrong. But I feel like since Pat Spencer got to play a little bit last year and what he's done the last couple of nights when the team's down 20-plus points, he is like instant offense. He creates so much, and I feel like he's a similar type player. Now, I don't want people to get this wrong. I'm not saying he's Lou Will or Malik Monk for the Kings when he was giving us problems, but I feel like he can be that type of player who could just come off the bench and go get you a bunch of buckets in a short spurt of time to kind of get you back into the game. I mean, he led the team back along with Melton. I think Melton's going to be huge coming back moving forward. But I just feel like Pat Spencer gives so much more than Pods. And I know Pods, for some reason, has become untouchable. But Pods' minutes got to go to Pat Spencer. I'm sorry. I mean, I know he's on a two-way, but if people are saying Pods is tough, well, so is Pat Spencer. He was a lacrosse player. Those dudes, like, hate each other for real. I don't see much of a difference. I think Pat Spencer could play better than Pods. And as far as JK goes, I think signing him was a mistake. They should have just moved off of him, or they got to figure out a way to get out of that whole situation with him and Pods. And I don't know, maybe add in Al Horford because he ain't doing nothing either.
Vince, thanks, appreciate it.
Pods no longer untouchable if he ever was. Pods is now touchable.
I don't know who the hell was untouchable or who is. Sure, Steph.
End of list.
Probably. Yep. I mean, the Warriors may see Jimmy and Draymond as untouchable as well. I don't think the Warriors are as done with this project as some of their fans are. But, yeah, who the hell's untouchable? I mean, quite frankly, even Pat Spencer. I don't know, you know, what the hell that does for you. His salary is next to nothing. He's not even on a real contract. But as far as the comp of Pat Spencer can come in and get you buckets like Malik Monk, I see him as a different kind of player than that. It's not that he can't score. He obviously can. But the reason I think Pat is succeeding is the same reason I think that Brandon and Jonathan are struggling. Pat comes in and does the right thing. Sometimes that's a pass. Sometimes that's a shot. Sometimes that's a penetration. Sometimes whatever. If you want a comp, and this for me is kind of the style of game, and this is projecting now. Like, I want to talk about if the Pat Spencer thing continued for 2 years and he really became a thing that you relied on every night off of the bench, I wonder what Mark Grandy would think about Oregon product Peyton Pritchard. Like, that, to me,
man,
he's a good player. He's averaging 17 and 9. I know. Yeah. Well, but can Pat shoot it consistently? He is right now.
So, I don't know if he can shoot it at that
again,
level.
Again, I project it because of a style of play. I'm not saying he's that. I don't know what he is. This has been like two games and then a couple other things that have happened through the last year. There are a few other nights where you're like, oh, Pat. But that's who I see Peyton Pritchard as. He's somebody who comes in. He's an irritant. He's fast. He plays a little bit bigger than he is. He can shoot. He can penetrate. He comes in. He makes really good decisions. And so he can run an offense or help run an offense. That's who I see as Pat at his ceiling someday, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to see that. And, you know, he's playing at a level now where you kind of have to keep him in the rotation. And so you think about when Steph comes back, what that looks like as far as guard minutes. And I think that Pods might be somebody who loses it. And what I see from Pat is, I don't know how much poker you watch when you watch the Texas Hold'em in the tournaments, and you see the guy who's got the short stack, and he's like, all in, whatever, all in, all in. You're going full tilt, and that's what Pat is right now. He's got the short stack, which is I'm on a two-way deal, and I either ball out and play as hard as I can, or I'm going to be out of this league, and no one's going to even think twice about it. And I'm thinking about Kuminga and Pods. They're protecting their bigger stack, especially Pods.
That's fair.
You know, Pods is like, I want to get to a spot where I get that contract. And, you know, JK, I don't even know what his mindset is, but I look at Pat, and Pat, every time he's out there, garbage time or not, he's playing like he wants to show the world that he belongs.
I think that's actually maybe what happened this week. And Pat even said it at one point. He talked about how he's showing that he belongs in the league. See, I think we're done with that now. If he was somehow to get off of the Warriors, he would totally get picked up. We just got three texts in a row about TJ McConnell of the Indiana Pacers.
Okay.
All of the comps are going to be little white dudes. That's
right,
just the way it
shoot,
works.
I guess. That's what we do when we do comps.
That's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
By the way, this Kerr comment, here's to further illustrate why this is not draftism, listen to Steve Kerr last night when he was asked why he stuck with Pat Spencer in the fourth quarter.
Tonight was a no-brainer. You know, the other night was a tricky decision, but tonight was obvious. Pat was just incredible out there and controlled the game, and he's just about the right stuff. You know, it's organizationally, you know, you just want to stand for something. You know, you want to have an identity, and it's got to be about, you know, competitive spirit and just playing together and competing, and that's what was so beautiful about what that group did down the stretch.
That's quite a statement. Why'd you stick with Pat? Well, from an organizational standpoint, we'd like to stand for something.
Yeah.
And so a bunch of words that essentially say, he went out there and he busted his ass.
Right. Right. He played for us, not for him.
There you go.
You know, there's no I in Pat, and there's no I in Spencer either.
You can't, like, Steve would never cop to it, but there's no removing yourself from that was a shot at certain others.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said it about the other night. He was like, last night was a tough call. And what he didn't say in that cut was he made the wrong choice a couple nights ago. And this time, you know what? He's not going to make that wrong choice.
That's a good point.
Pat's doing it again. So you know what, guys? Gee, you get the fourth quarter. Pat, you get it too. And let's go out there and see what we can do.
888-957-957. We got a lot to still do. It's a football Friday, so there are picks coming. There is a higher or lower coming. Tim Kawakami is on his way in about a half hour. SF Standard tapped in like no other, and he almost gave up on that Warrior game last night and then suddenly showed back up again. Like, let's do a little second half. Y'all want to keep talking? So we'll talk to Tim in a little bit. We'll keep going with your phone calls. West Oakland Sam, you're going to lead us off, so stay right there. 888-957-9570. What has you gravitating to Pat Spencer? Football Friday is presented by Merit America. You can visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. This is Willard and Dibs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Great crossover dribble on Barlow. Stops on a dime. Finds Spencer outside. He'll penetrate in. Throws to Gee. Straight on for a three. No. Rebound healed. Deflected, and it comes away to McCain. He's falling out of bounds, tried to save it, goes to Buddy Hield, outside the post, pump fake, takes a dribble, takes a three, good! It's a one-point game!
Bay Area, it's Buddy Hield. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dib, your picks stink.
Dude, make a shot, buddy, you worry too much about
he
me.
He did! His name is Buddy.
Yeah, it's not buttered. We know that.
I'm Batman.
Listen, don't you take
out. You didn't save the day.
You cannot say anything bad about those final five. You're not allowed. I won't allow it. They were in the final five.
Buddy, what are you doing on the last inbounds play? Like, you're cutting to where somebody already is and bringing your defender with you.
Too late. You already got mad at Steve Kerr for that. You have to either get mad at Kerr or the player.
No, both.
Why?
There was no play, and when things broke down.
Then that's the player's fault.
I'm Buddy. I wrecked the play. Like, you don't, like in football, you never want two receivers in the same area.
I know. Boy, the Lions did that last night. J-Mo and Amon-Ra ended up in the same spot. The ball bounced right off of Amon-Ra's chest.
When you're playing Dallas, you're allowed to do that.
What the hell was that guy doing in the ballgame?
I don't even know. Running around looking fine.
I sat him.
Yeah.
I was like.
I faded them because he wasn't going to play.
Yeah, he didn't practice.
First play from scrimmage. Look at me. I'm cutting. I'm ruining.
Fakers.
Yeah, all right.
You fakers.
Four was unnecessary.
I only did it three times.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Thank you. Yeah.
He scored like 700 touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah. I sat him just because I felt bad for you and your team.
No, you didn't.
You're damn right I didn't. I'm going to whoop up on you, Willard. Been waiting for this all year.
By the way, we can make fun of Buddy for help messing up that inbounds pass, but the inbounds pass he made to Melton, which led to the maxi block that ended the game, you see the pass that he made to lead Melton? That's a crazy pass.
With 0.9, they actually got a shot off.
Crazy.
And a good one. That was bananas. It was like they planned it, which they might have.
Yep.
But yes, that was beautiful. I got nothing against the final five. Everybody's going to have a bad moment or a bad play here or there. They crushed the fourth quarter. Super unfortunate ending. We probably haven't talked enough about DeAnthony Melton. That went as well as you could possibly hope.
Yep.
He's going to help big time. We'll see if this team can ever get their act together and get healthy and get out there. But if they can, then Melton is going to be a big deal.
I mean, he's going to help, no doubt. Yeah. I mean, a big deal. I don't even know if there's any deal that's going to be big for this team.
Big deal.
Or not, but yeah. The big deal, or the small deal, which we all were waiting for all offseason, Al Horford. Wait till you see the stretch five come in. Oh, my God. Can we please stop throwing him the ball when he's behind the three-point line?
Well, he's out there, so, you know, you got to move the ball.
Right.
You got to move the ball. Remember when Steve Kerr before the year was like, wow, what an acquisition.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
maybe
it's been brutal.
Maybe it still will be. Like, things change.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
Long way to go. I'm never not going to feel that way because, like, every single season, our opinion will change 3, 4, 5 times. Like, I'm not done with this story, but it stinks right now.
Yeah.
It stinks right now pretty bad. But I've also noticed, like, you've all noticed through the years of watching sports, guys are going to look different and usually a lot worse when the main guys are out because they usually don't know what to do, or they start doing the wrong thing, which is what we're seeing some of these guys do, or it opens the door for someone like Pat Spencer, who suddenly starts doing some things. You're like, whoa, I didn't know you could do that. But the whole thing is kind of rotten from the core right now. So it's not that these don't count, and it's not that your emotions can't be high, but I'm also not going to look at right now and be like, this is the Warriors. They're awful. Right. Right. If I had asked you before the season, how do you think the Warriors would do when Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond all don't play? You would have been like, they're going to look like crap. And they did.
Well, Draymond played and then got hurt.
For a few, yes.
I mean, it's beyond the results.
And
I'm normally the results guy, and you're the process guy. And I look at the process of these games, and I'll stay on the Al Horford part of it for now. He looks awful. He looks old and stiff, and he can't shoot. And last year, his three-point percentage dropped, and that's why going in the year, I was like, guys, I mean, if you look at what he did last year, maybe he's just, I don't know, washed, and that's a strong word, but you watch him so far, and even last night, open three after open three, and it's like, ah, yikes, they're not close.
Also, correct me if I'm wrong, that was not a one-year deal, was it? Did they sign him to 2 years?
I'm not sure.
Al Horford?
I mean, whatever. I mean, two-year deal. It's not like it's...
Yeah, 2 years. About $12 million total.
Oh, God. All right. Well, that'll hamstring him right there. Yeah,
get to do it again next year.
It's a player option for next year.
Well, he's going to take it. No one else is going to offer him anything.
No one's going to offer him six.
I mean, he might retire. Maybe just get a buyout and leave. But, yeah. Al Horford and Mac Jones, they'll both be back next year.
Yeah.
888-957-957. Let's go to West Oakland, Sam. Hi, Sam. What are you doing?
Hey, man. I'm just I'm driving around the lake. It looks beautiful right now as the sun gets ready to set.
Yep.
My thing is, I think the hardest part for me as a Warriors fan is to watch the system that we created, which now the whole NBA is kind of taken on. It's hard to watch. Us. The ones that created what Steph created, it's hard to watch us be the ones that are struggling with something that we developed towards the whole NBA structure now, where you got 3-and-D guys everywhere, and now we're the most struggling team with that. I don't find value in people like Buddy Hield and his minutes. I don't find value in, you know, Pod's minutes. We haven't created a structure where the young players can benefit from something that we've Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green have created in the NBA with a mixture of also, you know, some veterans that were along the way whenever we had our most amazing runs. The hardest part for me as a fan is watching us struggle. I've always thought that my theory on Steph Curry's the end of his career would be somebody who could take on a role where you still have to account for him, minus the athletic ability might be slowing down. I always thought that Steph would have on a would take on a role where it's like you still have to fear his shot, but now we got these other young guys who could facilitate and move the ball around within the system, which we've made our runs based off. Our runs were based off of moving the ball, good defense, having great passers, having people that have the intellect to understand our system and the way it operates around the system that Steph curated. And now we're struggling, and we're trying to find pieces, and we're rooting for people like Pat Spencer, where in the past, like, Pat Spencer was like an Ian Clark back in the day, you know what I mean? And I'm just worried about the next phase of the transition to what we're going to be post Steph Curry, because it's not looking bright.
Well,
depending on how we make our picks.
Yeah, no, Sam, I was going to say, like, I think you have some clear points, but isn't it also kind of part of the natural flow of all of it? Like, if we really want to zoom out for a sec, I do think there is some of that with the fan base right now, which is that we're kind of angry at something that on some level is inevitable. Maybe we didn't want it to be right now, and maybe last year's playoff run sort of like wet our whistle on this. But yeah, that's kind of how it goes. You establish something and then others copy it, and then younger people move by you. I mean I could liken that to almost anything in life, you know what I mean?
But the difference is from a Warrior fan's perspective, Steph Curry revolutionized the game. So we're dealing with something that's completely different because we have a player that really revolutionized the game. And
yeah,
we're depending on that. And we're depending on a declining player to kind of lead us without no evolution beyond that. You know what I mean?
I do, but I also know that Sam, thanks. I don't know if you like golf at all. I know that
I do, but
Bryson DeChambeau hits the ball a lot farther than Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods revolutionized the entire sport.
But when he played, he hit the ball farther than anyone else.
Right.
So
same with Steph Curry. And then once you establish that and you become an icon and the people who are growing up idolize you, then they come up of age and they move by you because your body is starting to break.
It's not him. It's the problem. It's other teams shoot the three better than the Warriors do now. Yeah. So if you want to be 3-and-D, you can do that, but the Warriors are 3 or D. They have guys who shoot the three, and they have guys who D. Yeah. And the guys who D aren't usually the ones who shoot the three.
Melton might do both.
We'll see.
I know he was 0 for 2 last night.
It's early on.
Yeah.
Like, Al Horford is neither 3 nor is he D.
Right.
Pods actually shoots the 3 pretty well this year, but he's not playing great D. He's about 38%.
38?
Yep.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad. And Kuminga is neither 3 nor D right now. He's more in the mid-range, and so you start going down the roster, and the guys who actually can shoot it fairly well, Jimmy shoots it great, but he doesn't shoot it very often. Draymond shooting now quietly at 33% after his great start. He's down to 1 of every 3. Throw it in the ocean.
What's Buttered at?
He's at 29.9%.
Oh, for God's sakes. He's below 30?
Yep.
Ugh.
Quentin Post is at 33%.
Perhaps.
He's 3 and no D. And so, yeah, Pat Spencer, I'm nice. 39%. But he's only shooting a 3.5 a game.
Exactly. Well, he's going to start shooting more.
He's going to start playing more.
Exactly.
So
exactly. All right. Tim Calcami in 15 minutes. We keep going with your calls. You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.